This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air. I appreciate the time that you just give me. I mean, it's time you can never get back again. So I really do appreciate the time you spend with us here on the Real Side. All right, always a pleasure. We're still waiting for some of the numbers to come back, from the important ones anyway. But they're now calling California's jungle primary. See, those are the ones I want to see. When Feinstein and her numbers start to come in, see how well she actually does. Now, the guy she's running against, DeLeon, here's the scary part. The California, you know, to the earlier caller, the California Republican Party, you think we're whacked. The Democrats are in just as much trouble in California. Because the Democrat leadership here in California, they want to go further left. They want to go closer to socialism. They want to go closer to the really no holds barred, no rules, no laws. And I say that because De Leon was the head of the Senate for a few years. Now he's running for senator in this state. God, I hope. You know, I'd vote for Feinstein to keep him away. But he was the one who had a family that was totally here illegally, kind of encouraged it, said it's the only real way to succeed, that it's okay to steal, steal other people's identities because it's the only way to get here. And let's not use the legal way because that's another way to get here. But here's a guy that wants to be a lawmaker that doesn't believe in the law. Why should we give him a chance? Come on, think about it. So you got a guy that's running, to be a lawmaker, and he doesn't even believe in the law. I'm trying to wrap that around my head. How does that make any sense? How do you deal with that? How do you speak to that? Anyway, so this is what's going to tee off those people who really hate when I talk about this stuff. So... again, this isn't like Joe's school of studies and surveys. But another study finds that same-sex parenting isn't always the best for kids. Now, this is a comprehensive study of U.S. adolescents. And, you know, they've had some people that were raised by... Now, there's a big difference here. I know, because some of you guys get really emotional about all this. Nobody's saying they never feel loved. Nobody ever says that they were abused. There's things that the sexes bring to the table that are different and supportive of each other. But some of those kids now are in early adulthood and talking about their experiences. Now the question is, does a child need a mother and a father? A new study says they do. Now, we've already knew this. We've talked about this for years. We know that the human experience and common sense tells you that this would be true. But people are denying this more and more. They insist on putting adult desires above the rights of children. Like, if you think it's right, if your emotions, if your heartstrings pull at you, and you think this is right, then it's got to be right. Which is what makes it wrong, because you're working off of emotion, not reality. Emotions have gotten people in trouble. Emotions have been problematic. The study by sociology professor Paul Sullins found that at age 28, the adults raised by same-sex parents were at over twice the risk of depression as persons raised by man-woman parents. In addition, there was an elevated risk associated with imbalanced closeness, parental child abuse in family of origin, depression, suicide, anxiety at the age of 15, stigma and obesity. Again, I go back to the same things. Even if those people are trying to change the quote-unquote norm, and you know who those people are, and I'm beating my brains out with this, what does that mean? What does that do? Again, just because you feel it doesn't make it okay. Just because you want to push against normality doesn't mean it's okay and that you're right. And given these findings, Sullins concluded that the more research and policy attention to potentially problematic conditions for children with same-sex parents, it appears warranted. We should do more studies on this. Because that's all the left really buys. They don't buy studies that are done that don't agree with them. That doesn't agree with them that it isn't right. Right? Now, this study is significant, Sullen writes, because other studies that have reported no differences in well-being, most use the psychometric measures of depression or anxiety, which has led to a lapse in policy attention to the potential needs of these children. And Sullen's is challenging the benign findings of these other studies. He said, some have confirmed, not surprisingly, the presence in such samples of strong, look at, ascertainment bias, social desirability bias, positive reporting bias. In other words, they want to be friends, they want to be liked, they want nobody to feel bad about the report. See, here's the thing. Again, they're not saying these kids aren't loved. They're not saying they're not well cared for, well fed, well educated, well protected. They're saying there's a definite difference. Whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, there's a reason why there's a male and female, and why there's differences between the two. Physical, mental, emotional, and how that raises up a well-balanced child. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. We get some reflection. Now, listen, I know that a lot of you aren't in California, but you have to understand the importance of the California run here tonight. California, if they start to get traction here, really start to turn these longtime Republican seats here, it's going to be a problem. Really is. And so, you know, there is a fight from within here to maintain some civility, some sanity in the state, but I don't know how it's going to happen. So some of the results, and some of you, you know, you really don't know what we got going on here. And the governor's fight, again, Gavin Newsom, if he becomes governor, it is a problem. And it will be a problem. Because, again, he is about as far left as you can get. Matter of fact, if he goes any further left, he might fall off the planet. And the two big vote getters so far right now is Gavin Newsom and John Cox. Viragosa and Travis Allen are fighting for third place. And Newsom has got about 37% of the vote, where John Cox has only got about 25%. I don't mean only. That's pretty darn good. But here's the problem with this. Here's the the betrayal with all this, if you would. Newsom was pushing and helping John Cox to win. Because Newsom wants to run against Cox. He doesn't want to run against... he did not want to run against Travis Allen.
Isn't that what Hillary did?
In what sense?
Pushing Trump.
Oh. She may have. I don't know. Now, the other thing I love about all this, too, is, you know, you got the Attorney General's race. Becerra's in first place with 45% of the vote. And the bad part about this is Becerra legally can't hold that seat. But who is gonna go after him in this state? Nobody. Now, you can't imagine. You can't imagine you'd ever hear these words out of my mouth. But Dianne Feinstein is way out in first place right now. All right? I know there's not... Look, it. I know this is very early. These are absentee ballots. I get all of that. Some of these can close. Some of these can switch. But Dianne Feinstein is way out in front with 102,000 votes, 43% of the vote that's already in, and De Leon is at 9. Let's hope it holds that number. I would tell my friends to vote for her just to make sure she gets over the top. You know, those are going to be the two top votes. Looks like, well, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. All right, it looks like those may be the two top vote getters. And if they are, man, I'd be holding a Feinstein sign. You know what I'm saying? I don't want De Leon anywhere near government. Because he doesn't care about government. He could give a darn less. See how I cleaned that up? That's pretty good, huh? And the Dems don't care as long as it's a Dem. Because Dems are, you know, it's only good Dems. That's it. Now, here's a state that's all about, I love this. They're trying, you know, the California tries to tax you on everything. One of the things they're trying to tax you on is this greenhouse gas reserve fund, which is basically another slush fund for them to grab money from. They've done this to us before. Yours truly has never voted for this garbage. But they've done this to us before. And they talk about how they have to take care of the trees and the water and the cars and the highways, and here's what they need to do to make it right. And we'll put the fund aside, and we'll make it so we can't touch it, which is all a bunch of bunk. Because shortly after they put these up, see, because they need two-thirds of the vote, or you know, for the general vote, to be able to get these taxes pushed through. But they don't need two-thirds of the vote when the legislature steps up and redirects the money. Come on, think about that. So here, could you please vote for this? Because we want greenhouse gas reduction. And we need to put a fund together to be able to go fight that for you. Problem is, we never see the money. Ever. Right? So it's always interesting to me when you see these things happening. And then, you know, when it comes to bonds, this state loves bonds. They also, you know, and the way they title these things depends on how people vote on them, right? They have a transportation revenue restrictions and limits. This is always, whenever it comes to do with transportation, it's a scam. At least here in California. And here's why. Because they never use the money for transportation. They never use it to fix the roads. It's not well defined in the bill. And the money will probably go to high-speed rail because they're so, in California, they're so upside down on high-speed rail, on the money and the dollars that were supposed to be sent, that thing is never going to get built. It really isn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I am very happy to see that that Feinstein is definitely winning. Let's see. How are we doing? And the state senate, I mean, God bless her for doing that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's only, I don't have Montana's. You got Montana's information yet? No, they didn't come in either. It's always fun watching some of these other races and what's going on with them and who you expected to win and where they're at now. You know? And again, this will show you how important it is, as I keep telling you guys, to get out there and vote. All right. So we were talking, and I do that. It came up. I had to go for it. So we were talking about the study that found that same-sex parenting isn't, but it's not just same-sex parenting. Right? And I know some of you get mad at me when I do these stories, but let's just, you know, we need to lay it out. We need to talk about it. If you're in a situation where you're a single parent, I'm not beating on you. I had a single parent for many years.
You were a single parent.
Yeah, I was a single parent myself, to a degree, for many years. So it's not a matter of, oh my God, I can't believe you're a single parent, or I can't believe you're a same-sex parent. That's not the point here. If you truly care about the kids, we're simply talking about the situation, and maybe even what you might be able to relieve it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
So this is the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. I mean, relax. I'm laughing at me. Not laughing at anybody else. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, seriously, tonight is a perfect example. I'm watching what some of you are putting up in on Facebook and other places, and you know, you're irritated about this and you're irritated about that. I have to ask you, did you go out and fight for your candidate? Did you actually go out there, walk precincts, make phone calls, send a boatload of emails? You know, it's not a matter of me, and I'm not trying to convict you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's not my goal. My goal is just to say, look, stop complaining. Look, I have a bunch of school districts around me. And I get constantly bombarded by people. So why don't we have this in our school boards? And why don't we have that in our school boards? And why aren't we more conservative this or conservative that? And why isn't somebody protecting our kids? It's like, if I was a really rude guy, I would just hang up on them. Because as I reach out asking people who I know are sane, who I know they have two brain cells to rub together, and say, look, there are seats opening up on these school boards. How would you like to be part of it? How would you like to be someone to run for that board? Oh, no. I don't want to go through what you go through. I don't want to put the work in. I don't have time for that. You know, who do you think's going to have time for? Do you want somebody that's been unemployed for 20 years on the school board? I'm not making fun. I'm just saying, who should be on? If you want sane people on the school board, if you want sane people working on the education for your children, then how does that happen unless you either help find them? Right? I mean, come on, think about it. You either help find those people to run, or you run yourself. It's really that simple. Again, you got any comments to make? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I I don't know how to get this across because people get mad at me. They actually, you guys, what I always love about this, don't send me an email about what you're already doing. And it's not that I don't care and I don't want to read it or anything like that. But really, if you're already doing it, there's no reason to justify you to me. It's not me. It's not my problem. It's not my headache to track you and make sure that you do the right thing or doing the right thing, if you would. You just need to get out. You need to find, and it all starts local. We've already talked about this a million times. It all starts local. So when I talked about these school board members, city council, water board, whatever, which ones are you getting behind? Which ones you know? Which ones you know that will do the job? Right? It's not the way it should be. You should be out there pounding pavement, making phone calls. This isn't 10 years ago when you only had 300 minutes on your phone. Most phones today are unlimited. You can, I don't know, what is it, star 68 or something like that, blocks the number before you make the call. So nobody knows where you're calling from. I know, I still didn't finish that other story. I need to go back to it, but I get off on these tangents. You just need to get involved. If you really want to change your education system, you want to change your city, you want to change what's going to get involved and get the right people in place. And that doesn't do you any good if your state, the people at your state level, is just useless. Anyhow, we were talking about a recent study that came out, and it finds that same-sex parenting isn't always best for kids. All right? Now, to put that in perspective, remember, two parents, traditional parents, male, female, aren't always best for kids either. We've seen that. Single-parent homes aren't always best for kids. So it's not like we're... Because I know somebody's going to run with this and say, see that? Oh, my God, he hates same-sex couples. No, it's not it. You know, you keep telling me to get involved in science. I get involved in science, you get mad at me. So which is it? Do I get to use science or don't I? Or do I want to get to use your science? This is making a case for the fact that there is a reason for... I believe in God, but... Some of you don't. So let's say there's a reason why Mother Nature made it happen the way that she made it happen. Right? There's in same-sex couples, as is in single family or single parent homes, there are higher reports of depression or abuse. The Sullen study, while small, followed a representative sample of American adolescents through interviews at the average age of 15 in 1995, age 22 in 2002, and age 28 in 2000. I mean, he went through a whole list of people that he kept going back to. Now, some of the interviews that I've seen of people that have grown up, or, you know, they're older, they grew up in a same-sex household, wish that they had balance. That they did have somebody else to balance things off. How does, you know, just some common sense here. And I'll take your darts away from you in a second. How do you really expect for a young girl in a house with two dads, where is she supposed to get some of the feminine and emotional support that she needs in growing up? From an aunt? A friend? The neighbor? See, it can't be done. It's no different than the studies that have been done in single parents' home where you have a dad and a daughter. The daughter needs some emotional support, some support on things that happen in the feminine world that dad has no clue of. And the multiple girlfriends that dad's going through is not helping the situation. And vice versa. So It's not. This is not a bashing of same-sex marriage couples. Not a bashing of single parents, because I'd have to bash my mother, right? I'd have to bash myself. This is simply looking at these things. This is simply starting to say to people, look, when you see the rise in divorces or the rise in kids being born out of wedlock or to single parents, and then you see the rise in crime, you see the rise in dropouts, you've got to be able to tie some kind of red thread to all of these or same thread through these. So when you decide to have that child, as I've said for years on the show, the child didn't choose you. You chose the child. And thank God you did. Thank God you didn't choose to abort that child. But if you're not going to take care of the child, if you're not going to take the time to raise that child, and don't give me that garbage hole, don't tell me how to raise my kid, well, then don't make your kid my headache. Don't make your kid the kid I have to pay for in taxes because he's in jail because he has no control of himself or herself. The one who becomes a drug addict and lives off the government for the rest of their lives because they're a vegetable. See, you're doing it to us, too. And all I'm saying is, do the right thing. Take care of your kids like you should. Sullins goes on to say, in his research, that his research found that during adolescence, the children of same-sex parents reported less depression than the children of opposite-sex parents. But by the time the children were between the ages of 24 and 32, that reversed dramatically. More than half of the children of same-sex parents reported depression, while depression among children of opposite-sex parents declined. See, this is why they say when it comes to transgenderism, you don't start giving a kid hormone blockers at 7 years old. It's not good. It's not good. It doesn't work. We don't know what the issues are. And children of same-sex parents also report more violence or having a parent slap, hit, or kick them or say things like that hurt their feelings. Now, you know what? I'd have to know truly what this is all about before I make judgment or decide it's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go far, because I'll be here. Hopefully you will too.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Please answer the question.
Listen to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air or in the chat room or texting or tweeting or just being involved in the conversation. And that's really what you need to be. You really need to be involved in the conversation. Anyway, I'm not gonna, you know, look at, I'm not gonna keep beating that up, you know. And I love this. So just now, you know, these guys can't stand it when they lose. V. Ragosa is calling on the Los Angeles County Register to keep the vote centers open through Friday because of the voters that were omitted from the voter rolls. Don't you love it?
Oh my gosh.
Right? So he has to, so he wants them to keep it open 3 more days. Because it's going to take them 3 more days to get it all worked out. Look, if you vote and you got nothing, you know, you got nothing in the middle. I mean, seriously, you're sitting there today. Did you wait till actually till Friday to go, how come I never got, today's voter day, how come I never got a ballot, right? Timmy and I are sitting here, you know, a month out going, so where's the ballot thing? Did we get it? When are they sending the ballot stuff out? Because we know you get it enough time to read through it, do a little research on your own, and then have to deal with it, right? It's amazing that we now have a society where we're short of pounding them in the head. We have to constantly go out of our way to make sure that they're covered, that we have them covered, that we make sure that that every opportunity is afforded them to vote, even if it means I show up at their house and knock on their front door, right? That's how stupid this is getting. How about you take on the responsibility for, you know, God, I got to have a field day with this. It's like, you know, our founding fathers, right? Can you imagine them going, hey, was that revolution this weekend or what? I didn't put it in my calendar. Anyway. Villaraigosa, the governor campaign is calling on Los Angeles Register County Recorder Dean Logan to keep the vote centers open through Friday, June 8th, because 118,000 L.A. County voters were omitted from the rolls. The anyone who is turned away should be allowed to return to vote center and make... Listen, you can't be turned away. All you got to do... See, if here's the thing in California. There's a couple things going on. One is, I don't know if you guys know this, but we have illegals that actually man vote centers. You don't have to be a citizen to work at the votes at the polling centers. Now let's get past that for a minute. You go into the voting center, and somebody comes in and says, yes, I live at, you know, 15 Smith Road, and I'd like to vote. Well, you're not on my list. I'm not on your list. What are you talking about? They've voted here the last 5 years in a row. Yeah, you're not on the list. Let me give you a provisional ballot. See, if we train them properly, then what happens is those 118,000 people, they get provisional ballots. And the ballots get counted. You know, they, in this case, I'm sure Villaraigosa would make sure they got counted. Right? And matched up to real registrations. And that's the way it should work. The Villaraigosa campaign, or as I like to refer to it, as the Villaraigu campaign, is also calling on California Secretary of State Padilla to investigate how this unprecedented number of voters were omitted, as well as calling for vote centers to remain open. Now, let me ask you a question. If this was a two-man race, Cox and Newsom, and Cox called for this, what do you think the response would be? Anybody? You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I love this stuff. I love the double standards. I love this stuff. I love how they're going to try to make it look like they've been wronged big time. And we have so much money, you know, this is really, we need days. You just keep doing these mad blasts out there, showing people or telling people or dealing with people to go to the city hall, show them your ID, you get a provisional ballot, you get the vote, you got 2 days to make it happen, have a nice day. It's not going to help them. I know he'd like to believe it would, but it's not going to help them at all. Okay, what else I got up here? Let's see. A course claims that masculinity is problematic. I mean, seriously, do all the men have to die before these feminists decide, okay, we got it licked? It's fixed? I mean, think about it. An upcoming course at Hobart and William Smith Colleges is slated to examine how the concept of masculinity has been problematic for both men and women. Men and masculinity will be taught by Professors Chip Caparo and Jack Harris next spring. It's among the courses required for students at the Upstate New York Institution. You know, if you want to earn a degree in men's studies, which I don't know why you want to do that, whatever, then you have to take this class. While many similar classes shy away from directly denigrating masculinity, the Men in Masculinity class goes out of its way to do that. Plainly notes that masculinity is a problem for both men and women. The course offers a reinterpretation of men's lives from the perspective of history and society, informed by pro-feminist men's studies. See, they got no cojones, and I'll tell you why. What they need to do is grab myself and five other guys like me to go take that class and allow us to raise our hand and ask questions. And they can't throw us out of the class. So anyway, he says, they go on to say that the course description explains that adding that the class allows men and women to rethink the male experience. When has a woman had a male experience? I don't mean to be with a male. See, it's really funny how every time I talk about women's issues, I'm told I can't. Not a woman. Actually, the old one was I don't have an ovary. That was always a fun one. Okay, great. Don't have an ovary. So if you don't have the proper parts, then why do women get to talk about men or talk for men? He goes on to say that we assert that masculinity is problematic for men and for women, but also subject to change since it is it's a societal construct and historically variable. The description continues, we focus on men's lives in American society from the late 19th century to present and explore the varieties of masculinities and the diversity of race, class, ethnicity, and sexuality. According to the course catalog, students enrolled in the class will be required to write three essays, including a biography exploring the problematics of masculinity, and a speculation of solution and societal change. Now, although a full syllabus and the spring of 2019 class hasn't yet been released, the institution's course catalog notes that typical readings for the class include books such as Men Doing Feminism, Men That Confront Pornography, and Becoming a Man. This ought to be good. I love it. Now, while Hobart and William Smith College have offered a formal minor in men's studies since 2001, other colleges also frequently offer classes on the same subject. This stuff to me is hilarious. Look at some of the suggested classes include, to go along with this, because this is what I go to college for, right? Feminist literacy.
I can read.
Sexual minorities in America. Sexual minorities? Feminist sociological theory. Gender and Islam. I mean, seriously? Whatever happened to, like, reading, writing, arithmetic?
That's only in kindergarten.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, and even that has a degree of sexuality to it, I'm sure. Now, Campus Reform, where I got the story, reached out to the Men's Studies Department for more information. They were referred to Chip Caparo, the new department head. And guess what? Come on. Guess. Not there. They didn't get a response. Of course they didn't get a response. Because they didn't want you to talk or lay in front of them any kind of reality, logic reality that makes sense that they have to deal with or think about. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can always watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the coffee cup. It helps support the show. We've still got T-shirts up there. You can click on Patreon.com. Now, Patreon helps also support the show in a different way. You don't have to put up with all the little stuff that I send out. But, hey, look, if you like the show, you need to understand that conservatives have been squelched tremendously. Our revenue streams have been cut tremendously. And we need your help. I am Joe Messina. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.